One. It's the Jonah, Ben and Sharon podcast.
You're on the edge, Jonah, Ben and Sharon.
No, Sharon's still away in America. She'll be back on Monday, but a huge show coming up. We had a debate last night. I recorded some cats outside my house. Producer Dan, if you could just play this audio. We got into a little bit of a heated argument. I recorded cats that kept me awake all night. I claimed
just to clarify, you didn't get into a heated argument with the cats?
Yeah, no, well, I wasn't like...
You sound like you and the cats got into a heated argument.
Yeah, no, have a listen. Now, I assume that they're both ready to square off against each other. Producer Dan comes in and says, no, that's the sound of the male cat exiting the female cat.
Okay.
With a corkscrew appendage.
Yeah. We got a lot of feedback on this. We're going to get back to that, into that next, right?
We called lies on it.
We did.
Yep. Dan says it's truth. The text machine was divided. We will get an answer before 4 o'clock.
Next on the show, we just discovered that one of us is actually a model, and I say I've discovered it, so it's either Jono or Dan. Which do you think it would be? Definitely not Jono, that's for sure.
Hey, we just found out some information about a particular cast member of the show and a secretive modelling career online, which makes it sound very seedy.
Yeah, part-time model.
Producer Dan.
Oh, yeah, so...
Side hustle as a model.
I wouldn't say I'm a full-body model, though.
Yeah, you're not stick your fingers down your throat, vomit up in the toilet model.
No.
Great weight loss regime.
No. If anything, I eat more just
yeah.
to model.
Yeah.
Because the other day I actually got called to an audition for some new... They're like, I won't say the brand, but they're basically a new brand of work pants, which is like Stubbies, but they've got pockets. Mm-hmm. That's their, like, selling point. And I went along to the audition just thinking it'd be a normal
Stubbies
audition.
With pockets is their selling point.
Yeah. So you can keep your phone in there.
Well, I know what pockets are used for.
Yeah, but it's the old style Stubbies used to have just a little pocket. You couldn't put
your keys in there. But now they're saying...
Oh, thanks. You can put keys in pockets as well. Okay, well, this is a revelation.
Yeah, but now you can put your wallet, your phone, your keys.
Yeah. Pockets sound useful.
They're quite handy.
Yeah, and so I went along the other day, and they just did the audition, but they just took... Video, you know, when you go to an audition, you probably don't know, but they like film you. But they only film
you. What's this little passive aggressive?
you probably don't know.
What is this?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
We probably don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Just because we haven't done any TV stuff for a while, that's fine.
Yeah. Mm. And I walked in there and I just assumed they'd film my face and stuff like that, but they just filmed me from the waist down. And I was like, oh, okay, odd move, but obviously they just want to see what my legs look like because I'll be modelling, you know, shorts. Mm. I got the gig and went along yesterday to film said ad. It's going to be going out online. And again, just filmed my legs.
So just your legs are in the commercial.
Yeah, and the pants, obviously.
Which have pockets, modelling. Which are quite functional. Mm. We'll talk more about pockets later.
Jono, you can keep keys in them.
Yeah, I want to learn more about these pockets you speak of. But Dan... In your credit, to your credit, wonderful legs, producer Dan.
Great calf muscles.
To be honest, though, too hairy, apparently. So the lady that was one of the helpers that was in the thing, she had to get out one of those clipper things, and they put a fitting on it and just trimmed them.
Oh,
trimmed
really?
The leg hair just a little bit.
Yeah, you've got massive calf muscles. The best calves in radio, we say. Those calves are so legit, they're feeding on a cow's teat.
Yeah, it's calving season all year round with me.
Lemon calf day every day.
Yeah. So this is what we want to know, 0800 The Edge this afternoon, 3:34.
Have you got bigger calf muscles than
the
No.
Have you got a famous body bit. So just your body was featured in a commercial or on a...
We spoke to a guy when we were doing the Uber Eats commercials and it was his hand in all the ads for New Zealand and Australia.
Yeah, they flew him round.
He was a hand model that would be... Well, he was an actor, but his job was just to put the hand, to be the hand passing the bag in.
Exceptional hands.
Great hand job for everyone.
My friend went to the doctor and he had an unpleasant foot fungus. And the doctor took a photo of his feet.
And then did they use it?
No, next time he came back, he was on the wall as like a case study.
Okay, you're like, well, look at my feet.
Yeah. Was that your friend, was it, John?
Yeah. Athlete's foot is very empty. Yeah, well, okay.
I was using a pamphlet when I was younger, and
it was for World Vision, and used him in a campaign for a plea for New Zealanders to donate money to starving orphans.
No, I got a job, and I thought, this is great, and I was in a box. Bike sort of bike pamphlet of how to put your helmet on, but I was the person that kept putting the helmet on wrong. But I was the don't have.
How do you put your helmet on the wrong way?
Just like they put it on, I think they had it on backwards, then on the other one they had it on. They sort of put it on you wrong, and then take the photo, and you had to look like, oh, I'm not got quite smart enough to put on the helmet. Probably
here's a public service announcement: if you're putting your helmet on backwards, then I don't think you should be riding a bike.
Yeah.
Like, you've got bigger problems.
So I was the guy how not to put a helmet on. So that was me.
And you're still wearing it backwards.
I was wearing it backwards.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Okay, 0800 The Edge. You got famous body parts. Jessica's with us. Welcome.
Hi.
Famous what? You name the body part.
My hand.
Oh, we're talking to the hands lady.
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
Where were your wonderful hands featured?
My hands are featured on the Diana movie with Nicole Kidman and Kat Danvers.
What? The Princess what? Diana movie?
Yeah.
Were you Princess Diana? Were your hands Princess Diana's hands?
No, my hands were serving her lunch on the super yacht when she was having a little romantic getaway.
Really?
So what? You're an
and
you're
these
an
same hands are holding the phone now that's calling us.
Yeah. So shit, pretty much. So,
oh my god, that's awesome.
We were shot in about 4 or 5 scenes, and I went to watch the movie with great anticipation that I was going to be, you know, featured, and the only scene was my hand.
Oh, right, so you were doing some wonderful acting, and all they used was your hands, hand against something.
I got completely cut from everything else but my hands.
Have you ever had any more hand jobs since then?
Excuse me?
Since that gig, handwork.
Handwork.
Yeah, handwork, yeah.
Unfortunately not.
Oh, okay.
I do have quite nice hands, though.
Yeah, well, that's the main thing.
You could do, like Michael Hill jeweller catalogues or something like that, you know? Like.
Oh, yeah. I was featured on a poster for Stevens with my hands.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Those hands have been everywhere. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Well, it sounds like it.
My hands couldn't do it. My hands got all screwed up from when I smoked in my circulation.
They're quite purpley.
Yeah, they're purpley. But my hands are shocking hands. You wouldn't see these holding a crock pot in a Stevens catalogue.
A crock pot and a
pebble
over.
Oh, well, thank you so much for holding the line. We'll find something for you.
Cheers.
Thank you, Jessica. Famous hands. What's your famous body bit?
My butt.
Oh, we've got a butt model. What was it used for?
Well, everything, really.
You can use this butt for anything you want. You name it, my butt will do it.
But I must say, guys, there's already full pocket Canterbury stubbies out there, eh?
Oh, these pockets aren't a new thing.
No, we're talking about stubby shorts with pockets. Yeah, okay.
Can you fit a wallet in them, though? That's the question.
No, they do a wallet, a phone, your tobacco, whatever you're earning.
Tobacco.
And condoms if you need to.
Condoms. Oh, okay. Oh,
everything.
Well, I think over the last 20 minutes, we've learnt the benefits of pockets.
Oh, your pockets are a great thing.
Yeah.
Hey, good. Pockets are great, and they show my butt better.
Oh, good on you. Thank you very much.
I don't think we ever established where his butt was being.
No, but you can do anything you want to it.
that's such a good call.
Yesterday on the show, we spoke to Chris Mack from 660s, well, one of Ben's close friends. Chris Mack came on to discuss their new song, they're wanting to get to number one, which would make it the first New Zealand number one since Lord released Green Light. So we had Chris on the show about this. We said, oh, well, you know, everyone stream, please don't go. We'll get it to number one. And I made a promise on your behalf, Ben. Ben Boyce is your good friend, Chris. He is going to listen to this song on repeat, Please Don't Go, from after the show tonight, 7 o'clock.
What?
Until 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
No,
Thank you, Ben.
That's
so nice of you.
All right, I'll give it a good crack, eh? I'll listen to it as many times as I can tonight, all right?
Well, no, on repeat. That was a deal.
As many times. Turns out 2.5 is quite a lot. And I also made the promise that we'd get Chris back on today.
Well, we don't need to do that. Let's just all agree that I've done it and we can move on with our lives.
And Chris, welcome back. Chris Mack, live on the phone.
G'day, guys. On repeat the whole night?
Oh, you look, a banger of a song, still loving it, you know, like, great song.
So, is it a yes or a no? Did you repeat all night or?
Yeah, yep, as much as I could. I dozed off for a little bit, but I think I feel like I've got it all kind of ingrained in my head now.
Well, I've seen him just before the show, he was wearing the headphones. Now, as proof, as evidence, we decided, Chris, that Ben, because he would have listened to the song hundreds of times over the last 24 hours, would then sing back the lyrics to you to prove that he has done it. So, take it away, Ben Boyce.
Should have looked both ways before I let you cross my mind. Didn't see you coming cause I seen it. You're a cunt. 0 to 100 ain't too
now,
fast.
Now, actually, since stop there because I know Chris would want to see this face to face and not see you reading off a computer screen. Chris Mack is here.
Hang on. So,
in the studio.
Well, there's definitely nothing on my computer screen right now.
Let me talk you through what I've just walked into, though. Because I'm on the phone thinking, like, yeah, this guy actually has learned all the words. And then I come in, you've got your laptop open.
Yeah.
Well, and no, the words up checking, on the screen.
Just checking some emails on the, no, on the laptop.
I saw the lyrics. I know lyrics when I see him, Benjamin Boyce.
He's a musician. Now, I think you should look him dead in the eyes, Ben. Dead in the eyes on. And sing this song.
Let it go. Let it
that's
go.
That's not it.
Can't hold me back. That's not let it
go. No, that's not it.
That's oh, not please don't go. Yeah, that's yeah, let yeah. it go. Oh, close. That's a great song, though.
What? That's not it. You can't get out of it with a stupid gag.
So you just went, we made this promise.
Well, no, to be honest,
you went home and did nothing.
I listened to it on the car ride home and then
once, I once because it was playing on the edge.
And then I was like, in the morning I was like, oh, I haven't listened to that song. So I listened back on the way back to work.
So twice.
Two streams. Right. That's good.
Thanks, mate. You know, because, you know, we're obviously pretty good friends. Yeah. Also, I thought.
If I was your friend, I would have listened to it.
Okay. Well,
yeah, and I'm a bit disappointed.
Challenge for Jono Pryor.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Jono, let's go. Oh. You do it. All night tonight, we need you streaming this.
Well, I will definitely be doing that.
This has been a true disappointment, guys.
Hey, good luck.
Hey, that's our show.
Good luck for the Music Awards tonight. You're nominated for People's Choice.
People's Choice, yeah, it'll be fun. I'm really just there to hang out. You know.
You're there to drink free piss, mate. You know what you're there.
Yeah, let's be honest. That's what everyone turns up for.
But speaking of the streams, though, it's almost at 10 million, that song Please Don't Go, right?
We are really close to 10 million, so it'll be great to have people's help getting us over the line there.
I've done my part, New Zealand.
You played it twice. You played it twice. You're a personal friend of mine.
Okay, I'll
You've been
it
at my house.
Okay, well, Ben Boyce, tonight he will do that. I'll do it as well, Chris.
Okay, absolutely.
You have our word.
Yeah.
You have our word. Let's get this thing to number one. Good luck tonight for Music Awards.
Last night, Jono, you spoke on the show about something that was going on at your house.
Yeah, kept me up all night. Two cats, I thought were about to have a fight, and they never quite got into it. It lasted for hours. Now, I've heard this noise before around the house. So all these two cats on neighbouring properties obviously see ours as a, you know, a zone where they need to claim territory. This is what I'm assuming.
Right.
Producer Dan came on the air last night and this outrageous claim.
I'm not saying it wasn't them fighting, but they could have been making sandwiches.
Yeah, making love on my lawn, yeah.
The male appendage of a lot of cats, I don't know if it's spiral or whatever, but it sometimes can get stuck inside.
So it's corkscrewy in nature.
So they often cats can get stuck inside each other and it's painful, and that's the sound you're hearing.
Sounds ludicrous. So that was a corkscrew-style love trumpet.
Well, they need something to stay attached.
To hold them in.
Yeah, because they can get quite vigorous.
Why not throw the pressure of their hips? Why doesn't that hold them in?
Well, I think they are doing that, but they just needed a little bit of extra help.
Anyway, the text machine was divided on this last night, 3343. Some people saying he's dead right, some people saying this is ludicrous. There's only one way we can get an answer on that, and that's by calling a vet. We're going through to Te Awamutu right now to get an official answer on this cat situation. Because if I was a cat...
Welcome to Vitora, you're speaking with Sophie.
Sophie, if I was a cat, I'd be staying away from that.
If you were a cat, you'd be staying away from what?
From another a male cat's appendage, by all accounts.
Oh,
It's Jono and Ben calling from the edge, just so you know.
Okay.
And we've just learnt something, well, we think we've learnt something about cats.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Did she just hang up the phone while I was expecting?
She handed us on someone else, fair enough.
Jono, Ben and Sharon here, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Can you try and stay on the phone for 30 seconds while I explain something without handing it over to another colleague?
I'll try. You picked on the new girl, but thanks.
Okay, so I had this noise on my front lawn the other night, two cats. And our friend Dan claims that is the sound of the male cat trying to detach itself from the female cat after an amorous session. And that is the reason being is they have a corkscrew-style barbed love stick.
Yeah, a little catnip.
Yes.
Is that true?
I believe that is true.
Oh.
Well, so they're like stuck inside there.
That is a thing that can happen.
Why are there so many cats? Like, if I was a cat, and I would pass that message on to other cats
like,
going,
hey, you may not want to do this. Well, because I guess it's not like a wine bottle cork. They can't spin all the way around, so they have to kind of...
Oh, dear. No, you've... No.
So that noise is just them going, ow, 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 ow.
Pretty much.
Ow.
Wow.
It went on for 2 hours. Like, I've got a lot more respect for the cat community now.
Have we been helpful?
You have been very helpful. Thank you very much.
You have, because you stayed on the phone longer than you mate. Love your work. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
See you later. Oh, wow. Well, there we go. That's a real eye-opener.
Well done, Dan. You were right. Big news this week. John Legend named the sexiest man alive.
But you actually won, didn't
you? Yeah, he won. Well done. Last year, Idris Elba was the sexiest man alive. John Legend has stolen that title. He's a sexy man.
He is a sexy man. Oh, and an amazing voice as well. That's which the makes thing. Him sexier.
Combo it with his musical talents and, geez, you've got a whole big ball of sex right there.
And a guy who obviously has a lot of confidence to change his name to Legend, you know, like that.
What's his actual birthday?
I think it's like Stevens or something like that, you know, like originally, yeah. Which is fine.
I mean, you're really backing your skills, aren't you?
It'd be John, I'm all right if it was a New Zealander, maybe. Yeah. You know, that would be the most confident you'd be as a New Zealander.
If you were going to change from Ben Boyce, it'd be... Ben, okay.
Even okay, I'd be like, okay. Still like, that would be like myself calling me a legend. I wouldn't feel comfortable. Yeah.
Ben turns up.
Yeah, Ben, bit disappointing. Ben will probably cry at the end afterwards. Things didn't go that great.
Anyway, it's become a bit of an annual event. John Legend's the sexiest man alive, but we always forget about the sexiest man dead. Don't we? And I feel like this is something that you want to distance from.
Yes. You want to I didn't even know we were doing it, but now that we're doing, no, I don't want to. I don't know.
Well, this is, I know there's an and between our names, and at times you regret that.
I get roped into these things that I'm not want to be part of. What's the criteria for this? Obviously, they're dead.
They've just got to be dead and sexy.
But the sexiness in, like, when they were alive. Or you're thinking now based on the level that they've decomposed and then gone, well, they're recently deceased, so they're probably better looking now than someone who deceased like Elvis, say, quite a few years ago.
Well, no, I've taken them in their good moments when they're alive.
Thank you. Okay, all right.
Not the decomposing bodies.
Well, that's
of
the first
dead
thing
celebrities.
I thought of. Like, we're going to dig them all up and check which one's the sexiest.
Hit the music, producer Dan. This is Jono and Ben's.
No, just Jono.
Jono Pryor's sexiest man dead. And just because they're dead, it doesn't mean that they're not deadly sexy.
Oh, this just feels like insulting to everyone.
These guys are hot, and I'm not talking about the temperature and the cremation of them. First up, one of the finalists, Heath Ledger.
Oh, see, this is too close to home. I like Heath Ledger. He was great.
I like Heath Ledger. That's why I put him on the sexiest man dead list, mate.
No, this feels wrong.
No jokering. This guy had it all. And when I'm saying had it all.
I'm still sad that Heath Ledger's passed away.
When I say had it all, he had all of the prescription drugs that caused a heart attack.
Oh, God.
But I tell you what.
This is so morbid.
He's got my heart racing this year. Steve Irwin.
No. Like, these are all like...
He would unnecessarily wrestle a crocodile and imagine him wrapping his khaki-laden legs around
mate,
you.
This is wrong.
And wrestling you into a climax.
I can't keep going with this.
I'd let him explore.
How many of these you got to do?
I'd let him explore my wildlife.
This is...
Cor blimey crikey, the khaki king. More like the boo khaki king.
No.
Oh, my God.
Paul Walker.
No, don't. No, 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 no.
I'd let him go all fast and furious on my racetrack.
Stop it. This is wrong. You can text to complain. 3343. I'm the first one texting through right now.
He can pull a burnout on my lips and my heart. But our winner this year, the sexiest man dead, Michael Jackson. He may have died.
That's just what I thought. We couldn't get any more controversial.
He may have died from a prescription drug overdose. Make me an appointment at the doctor, maybe not his one, because I need something for my lovesickness, Ben.
This is Dan, producer Dan, laughing at these, not me.
I'm laughing at the awkwardness.
Recent indiscrepancies aside, his ghostly white skin and his penchant for a quirky lifestyle has got me saying, Michael, yes, you can beat it.
Oh, my God.
And that was the sexiest man dead. Back again next year.
Not at all. Not at all. I'm so sorry about that.
Jono and Ben's sexiest man dead
list. No, I'm no part of this. Of course, tonight, the Vodafone New Zealand Music Awards taking place.
Yeah, and I tell you what, all the Bondi Sands fake tan cans will be out in force right now. Spraying up a storm.
Oh, everyone gets nice and dressed up. It's a big celebration in New Zealand music.
No, if you've got a fake tan, you've got to do it the night before.
Oh, is that the thing?
Yeah, that's what Jen does.
Okay.
My wife's going, she fake tanned last night. And it's a nightmare on me white sheets overnight.
Yeah.
Looks like I've been sleeping with feces all night.
That's great.
In the morning.
Yeah, I know.
It's everywhere.
Yeah,
it's a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
I'm out there washing the sheets.
You're out there doing it.
I'm doing God's work.
Oh, good on you.
Anyway, so a lot of fake tan tonight and a lot of fun times at the music. Awards, and we just thought we'd call Spark Arena as friends and managers of 660, which we both
we're
are.
Not.
Are we any of those things?
Well, yeah, we're friends of the band, but we're not really, we're not managers of 660.
Oh, but they want us as managers. They've asked us before to do it, and so we assume the role from time to time, just to make sure everything is looked after for 660. Nominated for the People's Choice tonight, the big award, the dressing room, it needs to be prepared.
Right.
So we're going to go through the Spark Arena now, just to make sure everything's tip-top.
Spark Arena, you're speaking with Dana.
Oh, hi, Dana, is that Spark Arena?
This is indeed...
Hey, Spark Arena!
Hi, it's Harry McBullstein and shooter Gavin Stick here.
Hey, how's
they're our real names. How's it going?
Music managers to the stars.
Beautiful.
We've got some of our clients coming through tonight. We wanted to make sure it was all prepared for them.
Okay, no worries.
Everything was ship shape. I don't know if you've heard of an up-and-coming band by the name of 660.
Indeed.
Just a few requirements for the dressing room, just making sure that they've all been looked after. All the furniture has been removed out of the dressing room.
Sure.
All the doors off the hinges. The guys like the
Lovely.
Doors off the hinges.
All the knobs off the handles, off the doors.
And no knobs in the dressing room, that's another thing. No, whether they're
None
on the
all.
Doors or whether we're allowed, mm. we're not allowed in there.
Yeah, no knobs on the phone either. Okay, all of the food that is in there.
Yep.
Hand it out to people.
They don't
okay,
want any of it.
Perfect.
Yep. And the clothes they'll have in there.
Yep.
They need to go into the bin.
The clothing bin outside.
The clothing bin, thank you.
All right.
Thank you, shooter.
Get rid of it all.
And seats
Absolutely
off all the
nothing.
Toilets. That'd be great. Take all the seats off the toilets.
Cool. We'll do.
That's right. Why you're the best in the business. We'll leave you to it, babe.
Enjoy the Music Awards
right.
tonight.
All right. Cheers.
Okay, see you, mate.
This has been Harry McBullstein and Shooter Gavin
Definitely
Stick.
Not the Edge radio station, all right?
All right.
Okay, great. Bye.
Goodbye. There we go.
There we go.
That is a champagne franken.
Oh, we got
That's
we
how
got
it's
it.
Done.
Yesterday, around about this time on the show, if you were tuned in, we actually spoke of meeting someone in Christchurch on our way back at the airport who was... Well,
he opened up to us. A situation in his life is crazy. He did a bit of work in Brazil, met a lady over there, hit it off. The problem is he's got a girlfriend back here in New Zealand of 5 years. He's been wiring money to the Brazilian lady in secret over the last couple of months and has purchased a one-way ticket to Brazil. He's just going to leave his life here without telling anyone and go and chase love.
Yeah, he thinks it's true love. And yesterday, with his permission, we asked you guys what your thoughts were and what he should do in the situation.
We have a friend who actually just recently did the same thing happened. And he was sending money across to her. And it was fake. It was false. It was fraud.
Well, I think she's definitely a scammer if she's after his money. But he should also tell his girlfriend in New Zealand so she's got the option of deciding what she wants to do.
Oh, honesty is never the best policy.
Well, no, I think it is. It's the hardest policy
it's
sometimes.
It's not a good policy. I mean, no one's going to enjoy hearing that news.
I think he needs to grow up and take a reality pill and realise that holiday romances are purely that, and that the reality is she's already trying to drain money from him. Show his girlfriend some respect and finish it.
So that was the feedback. Pretty much unanimous. Don't go and tell your girlfriend.
Yeah, well, either way, whether you go or not, the consensus was tell your girlfriend. She deserves that.
But it sounds so much better, like, going, oh, I'm dating a Brazilian girl, than it does saying I'm dating a New Zealand girl. Doesn't it sound more like...
Why?
No, it's exotic.
No,
doesn't it sound more... If you came back to me and you're like, guess who my new partner is, I'd say, who? Another boring Kiwi? And you're like, no. A flamboyant, exhilarating Brazilian. I'd be like, wow.
No, I love New Zealand.
You know what I mean, though, Ben.
No, I don't know if I do. Anyway, we're
getting into a debate that doesn't need to happen.
Yeah, this is not what the debate's all about.
But we've actually got him on the phone, voice disguised, obviously. Otherwise, he has a very suspicious-sounding voice that you're about to hear. You heard everything yesterday.
I did, yeah. I thought about it, you know, after you guys said what all the listeners said last night, and I think I'm still going to go.
You think you're still going to go to Brazil chasing true love next week?
I've thought about it quite a bit, and I get why people are saying what they're saying, you know, they say, but you got to chase your gut.
But why are you wiring money? What's the money about? You have to send money over to her for what reason?
Well, you know, it's for both of us. Like, I'm eventually going to have access to the money as well. Like, she isn't spending it all. You know, she's got accounts over there. She doesn't need the money.
She doesn't need the money, but she's asking you to wire her money.
Giving them, okay, all right.
Well, that makes perfect sense to me.
All right.
It's like if someone says, I don't need money, but you should,
but
just
you should
wire
put some in there anyway, just so there's money there.
You don't know her. You don't know
no,
her.
No, we don't. No, no, that's true. We don't know. We don't know what's going on. We're just here trying to help you out, even
but
though.
But do you know her? Like, how long have you spent with this person?
Well, physically, you know, not long, but I feel like you can, you know, learn much more about a person just by phone conversation or text because you sort of talk more, if you know what I mean.
Soulmates. He's picking a soulmate angle. So the other bone of contention is that you haven't told your current girlfriend here back in New Zealand of 5 years. You haven't told her anything. You're just going to leave. Do you think you may give her the courtesy of having a conversation with you before you leave? Probably not.
No.
Okay.
Like, call me a coward or whatever, but I just I can't.
Wow, this is, yeah, we can understand you're going through a lot at the moment, so we really do appreciate,
Well, listen, for what it's worth, and it's obviously not worth anything because we only met each other at the bar at the Christchurch Airport, I don't know if it's a good life decision.
I feel like either way you go, whether you stay or whether you go, you need to tell your current partner because she deserves that.
You don't know what I've been through, you know, like personally I've thought about it a lot and I just don't see any other way.
Okay.
All right, well. All the best with this if you do go through with this. And I really do hope that you tell your partner. If you do go and you chase love, that's your decision to make. And if you do stay, I feel like that she needs to know. But thank you so much for taking the time to come on the radio this afternoon.
Thank you.
Okay, what do you think of that? What do you want to say on this?
Hey, man, I reckon go do it. He seems like he's going through a rough time. He's not going to get over it here. And I've been there. The girls are onto it, so...
Oh, the girls the girls in Brazil are onto what, exactly?
Man, of course. Oh, they're onto life, man. They're not always about the money. They like having a good time.
That's what I was getting at Ben before, where I was like, you know, if he came to me, he's like, oh, I'm dating a Brazilian lady, and I was like, oh, well, that's good. That's exciting. Like, they're doing the samba. They're wearing G-strings. They're holding lots of feathers.
Into football, soccer.
Bowlers. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
Honestly, people in general are just beautiful there. My partner's Brazilian, so he's not going to find what he wants in New Zealand.
Well, it does seem like he's looking for something else. I'm a bit worried about the money situation, why he's wiring money. I couldn't really understand that. But I also think he needs to tell his partner either way back here in New Zealand. But that's not up to me.
Of course. If he's not going to listen about that, he's going to lose that money. If he doesn't... he's lucky. If he does, he can save up and try again.
Thank you. Yeah, he's got a carefree Brazilian attitude, this guy. Your partner's rubbed off on you. Bailey, you're on. The phones are blowing up about this.
Yeah, I can tell.
What do you want to say?
I think it's just a bit messed up, but I feel like that's everybody's opinion. But at the same time, like, I think one of you guys said, like, the whole chasing love bit. I can sort of see it because I had a friend that did the same thing, but it didn't turn out well for them, you know?
That's not going to turn out well.
Why?
We don't know that 100%, but all signs are pointing to.
Yeah, but I suppose it depends on the lady. Like, I suppose what he said is, like, we don't know the situation, but... I also feel really bad for his partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so do I. Either way, I feel like she needs to know.
Yeah, because, like, I've been cheated on myself, and, like, I wish that, like, my partner told me. Like, I'm not with him anymore, but I got told by my best friend, and I just wish that, like, he came forward about it. And, you know, it's not like him going to Brazil to find another lady, but he did go off to the South Island to be with someone else that he originally cheated me on with, if that makes sense.
Oh, well, they do call the South Island the Brazil of the Pacific.
Don't they?
Bluff is very similar to Brazil, right?
Yeah, just a little.
Hey, Bailey, well, hopefully you've moved on. You're in a happy place now.
Yeah, I'm pretty good, thanks.
Good on you. Good. You have a lovely day. Thank you very much for your call. May wants to chime in here. Fire up, May. Fire him up.
I'm from America and I moved to New Zealand for love, and it was...
the worst decision you've ever made.
Oh, possibly. No, it's just really challenging culturally.
And it worked all right for you?
Yeah, I'm now married. We bought land. I'm here.
Oh, wow.
You sound pumped. No, were you in a relationship in the States when you made the move?
We did Camp America, and we met and stayed in contact. I finished university. He joined the Air Force in New Zealand. I came back over here for a wedding. We met back up, sparks flew, and then backwards and forwards, and then I moved over.
Wow, so it can work out.
It can, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got some doubt. I can tell in your voice.
Oh, it's not easy. It's definitely not just a you move and it's everything's perfect.
Yeah, well, where are you living?
Auckland.
Okay. Hey, well, thank you. Thank you for your call. Thank you for your call. There's a lady who's loving New Zealand. Loving New Zealand. Not regretting that move
right,
at all.
You do have to work hard. You're giving away your life, your family and friends to move over to a new country.
Absolutely. You get that. So thank you for your calls and your texts. I don't know. I guess we'll just leave it there. We'll see how he goes. We can text him on Monday and see if he's jumped on the plane.
Yeah, let's try and do that, eh?
Yeah. Right. Time for the big news. Small town. Today we're going to focus on the ice cream awards that were held last night, and they had to get that over and done with very quickly before it all melted. They had a 30-minute window.
Air conditioning of a lot of headaches later as well.
Air conditioning was down cold. But the supreme award winner, Ben, the Tip Top Boysenberry one for the fifth year in a row. Fifth year running. This thing has just been swinging its ice cream nuts around the place.
Who votes for this?
The ice cream experts.
Oh, right. So it's not like for the public to vote.
No. These are connoisseurs of ice cream. Now, if I were to ask you, the man who hates birthday cake and sweet treats, what your favourite ice cream would be?
Oh, see, I'm not...
Probably like Weight Watchers vanilla.
No, I'm not. I'd probably just go something boring like a strawberry or something like that.
That's not boring. You strawberry's know? Nice. Yeah. It's not a go-to for me. No, strawberry's not in my repertoire.
That, you know? Yeah. Reminds me of fruit.
His first love. His true love.
So I'm like, hey, if I can't have fruit right now,
I'll have artificial fruit.
Yeah. What's your go-to?
Oh, I get into I try all sorts of zany stuff. I'm in the Oreo one at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
You know me. I'm just buying all sorts of stuff from there. Yeah, Oreo ice cream is very good.
Is it good?
Yeah, you're looking dead inside I'm telling this. So we're going to go through to Foursquare, see what they think for the big news in the small town. A Boysenberry be named the ice cream of the year.
Kia ora,
Hauhura Wolf,
Amy speaking.
Kia ora, Amy. Jono and Ben, big news, small town.
Hello, how are you?
We'll have no laughter. We're more serious and respected in this game than John Campbell, I'll have you know, okay, Amy?
Okay, hi.
Yeah, you don't sound convinced, no. But you're playing along.
I'm just like, what the heck? That was a great introduction.
It sounds like you're still scanning stuff, but that's all right, that's fine, that's what you're doing.
I'm a multitasker, that's what I get paid for.
Can you just stop, like, just concentrate on us?
Okay, go.
We're the important ones here right now.
Go, talk to me.
Big news, small town. Boysenberry Ripple Ice Cream has taken out Ice Cream of the Year. Your thoughts?
Ah, goody gumdrop fan.
Oh, I don't like it. It gets in your teeth, all the goodies.
Oh, that's what the
dentures
are for.
Yeah, but they're making them on a stick or on a cone or something now, aren't they?
Yeah, I have one for Smoko. Best thing ever.
So you're not a fan of Boysenberry Ripple?
Oh, my six-year-old is. He loves it. I buy it from all the time. But nah, not a fan. And it's shiny and purple. And
so you're still scanning.
Again.
You're still scanning.
Scanning. Come on.
Stop scanning.
I've got you guys.
Stop scanning. Amy, you've been an absolute treat. I tell you what, you're the jewel of the far north. That's what they tell me.
Thank you very much. I know I am.
And if people want to come and visit your Foursquare, where do they go?
We're going to Hauhura, Pukenui, the first one on New Zealand, the first one at the top of the North Island.
Is this the very first shop in the...
First Foursquare.
Is it? So when you land via shipwreck at Cape Reinga, you walk down the road and you bump into your Foursquare.
Yeah, we have a sign.
Which is great. Yeah, it's good. What's the sign say?
It says Hauhura Wolf Store.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so when I'm emaciated and just in a loincloth.
Come up and visit.
I'll be welcome.
Yeah. You are very welcome. Very welcome.
Oh, there we go. How will you look after yourself up there?
You too, bud.
There we go. Big news, small town. That was Amy.
She was great. Don't be a Sharon. The Edge.